Well, here we are on 1:15 on Wednesday, continuing looking at that ye shall be witnesses in Acts 1 verse 8. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So today we're going to be looking at power, that power being the Holy Spirit. The power to win souls to Jesus Christ is not in the individual, but is by the Holy Spirit of God. And the best soul winner in the world cannot win one soul to Christ except it be because of the Holy Spirit. The disciples were no doubt great Christians, and they lived with Christ. And they talked to him, and they learned from him. However, even they needed the power of the Holy Spirit. Just before Jesus ascended to heaven, he told his disciples, Acts 1:8, as we read, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." In Luke 24:49, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." And we sometimes forget that the soul winner is just a tool or just a vessel, and that God is the one who draws the sinner to himself. John 6:44, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." In John 12:32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." A soul winner must realize his place as an errand boy. The apostle Paul was addressing divisions in the Corinthian church because some were saying, "I am of Paul," and others said, "I am of Apollos." And Paul's answer to this was, "Who then is Paul and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man?" 1 Corinthians 3:5. Now, the word ministers means to run errands as an attendant, as an attendant. In other words, we as soul winners are just errand boys. When the paper boy delivers the newspaper to your door, if you still get a newspaper, you do not get mad at him when you don't like the news in the newspaper. He is just the delivery boy. He's just the messenger. In like manner, people may get upset at us for soul winning, but they do not realize we did not write the news. We are just delivering it. This realization takes the pressure off of us when we do not see scores of people saved each time we go soul winning, because we are just commanded to deliver the message. Paul continued with the principle that it is not us in the next verses. In 1 Corinthians 3:6-8, he says, "I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." Soul winning is a work of the Holy Spirit carried out by the obedience of the soul winner, or that faithful witness. As errand boys or ministers, we must remember three things. First, that God has someone for each of us. 1 Corinthians 3:5, "Even as the Lord gave to every man." Now that I am saved, God wants me to tell others about his saving grace. There are particular people for me and for you that God wants us to be a witness to. And if I don't witness to those appointed for me, then I will be guilty of their blood, according to Ezekiel 3:18. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. As the second thing that we must remember is the outcome is not up to us. As we read 1 Corinthians 3:6-7, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase. Paul uses the example of planting as an illustration for soul winning or being that witness. Luke chapter 8 and verse 11 says, the seed is the word of God. The soil is the human heart, and the sower is the soul winner or the faithful witness. However, the miracle of the seeds taking root is root and growing is of God, not of us. It's not of the planter. It's not anything that we do other than just obeying God and allowing him to do his work. In reality, a witness ought to be the best farmer possible. He should prepare the soil, he should plant the seed, and do his best to water and fertilize it. Then he must wait for God to make it grow. Just as there is often more than one person responsible for a successful crop, so there are often more than one people involved in winning a soul to Christ. And the third thing that we must remember is that the Lord will reward us. In 1 Corinthians 3 and verse 8, now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. So many believe that we are rewarded for our results instead of our labor. Because soul winning is the work of the Holy Spirit, the results are not up to us. May this not be an excuse. We shouldn't take that as an excuse for not winning souls to Christ, for not being the faithful witness. Labor is a key to results. So if we want people to get saved, then we must be the faithful witness. Any fisherman will tell you that the longer you fish, the more you catch. I don't have to worry about how few or how many I lead to Christ, but I must go. It is a fact that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God, Mark 10:25. Yet, God rewards our labor, whether we are witnessing to the rich or to the poor. There will be results, but those results are dependent upon the Holy Ghost. But God will reward us for our labor regardless of the end results. And so a soul winner then also must see the need for the power of the Holy Spirit. Because it is the Holy Spirit who causes people to be saved, we must have his power for the following reasons. First, the Holy Spirit will convict of sin. John 16:8. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Holy Spirit is the one that will convict them of sin. God's word is what convicts them of sin, not us. It's not the ourselves that does it, but it's as we share God's word and the Holy Spirit uses that to convict them that they will realize their sin. And we need the power of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit will cause a person to be born again. And Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You know, everyone has to choose for themselves whether or not they want to call on the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Everyone has to believe in faith and call on Christ as Savior if they want to be saved. But even in that, in the coming up to that decision, as they make the choice to do that or to not do that, it's not the things that we say, it's not the things that we do, but it is the convicting and the prompting of the Holy Spirit that will bring them to salvation. And the Holy Spirit will teach us what to say. And John 14:26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." The Holy Spirit will testify of Jesus Christ. In John 15:26, but when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, the end, he says, he shall testify of me. He will testify of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then lastly, for why we need the Holy Spirit's power, the Holy Spirit will give boldness to speak the word of God. In Acts 4:31, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." If we want to be that faithful witness, we must seek for the filling. We must seek for the Holy Spirit to have control over our lives, that we would yield the control to him, and that he would give us the boldness to be that faithful witness. What God could do with the Spirit-filled believer is amazing. God is looking for tools that he can use through the power of the Holy Spirit to bring people to Christ, that all men would be drawn unto him. If we would go, God will do the work. Every time we lead a person to Christ, we must say, as the Apostle Paul said, "My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power." 1 Corinthians 2:4. And then lastly today, a soul winner must know how to get the power of the Holy Spirit. When you got saved, you received the Holy Spirit, according to John 14:17. He dwells within you. He's always there. He'll never leave you. He is the presence of Jesus Christ in our lives. He is there. You became the temple of the Holy Ghost, according to 1 Corinthians 6:19. However, being filled with the Spirit and being indwelt by the Spirit are two different things. The indwelling of the Spirit happened at salvation. Being filled with the Spirit can happen on a daily basis. It is daily yielding control to him. Being filled with the Spirit is not getting more of the Spirit. We don't get more of him, but it is allowing the Holy Spirit to have more of you, having more control of your life, having more say in your life. God commands us to be filled with the Spirit in Ephesians 5:18. How then can a Christian get the power and the filling of the Holy Spirit? We see two things. First, he must walk in the Spirit. Galatians 5:16, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." Walking is forward movement and a habit of life. You know, to walk in the Spirit is to mind the things that would be of the Holy Spirit. It is doing spiritual things. We walk in the Spirit by reading the Bible, by praying, by witnessing, by being that faithful witness, and anything that is of a spiritual nature. Romans 8:5, "For they are after the flesh and do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." We should be minding the things of the Spirit. And secondly, we must keep his commandments. 1 John 3:24, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given to us. Obedience to God is mandatory. And if we are to have the power and the filling of the Holy Spirit, we must be obedient to God, to his commandments. Apart from the ministry of the Holy Spirit, believers cannot witness with power. D.L. Moody said that God commands us to be filled with the Spirit, and if we aren't filled, it's because we're living beneath our privileges. Hope that's a challenge and a blessing to you. Looking forward to missions conference starting tonight. Brother Marty Bush will be preaching. We encourage you all to come by the church, or come to the church tonight. We'll be starting at our regular 7 o'clock time for the Wednesday night service. Have a blessed rest of your day. God bless, and bye.